When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Not if bishops like Erwin Krautler can help it. Who, you may ask? Erwin Krautler was born in Austria and was ordained to the priesthood there in 1965. But he left home immediately for the missions in Brazil, where his uncle was already a priest working in Amazonia. In 1981, Krautler was ordained a bishop and placed in charge of something called the Territorial Prefecture of Xingu. A territorial prefecture is a structure used by the church to organize her life in places where there aren't enough Catholics to sustain a diocese. The prefecture of Xingu, named for the 1,000-mile-long Xingu River, which is a tributary of the Amazon, is about the size of Germany and has over 600 communities of indigenous persons living in the most remote rainforests of Brazil. There are only 18 priests serving that vast territory, and that is one of the reasons why Bishop Krautler and others are agitating right now in Rome for permission to ordain married men to the priesthood from among the elders of the indigenous tribes. But here's the problem. Bishop Krautler, who has spent his entire ministry in Brazil promoting indigenous religions while opposing the construction of dams to generate electricity and clearing of trees to make room for roads to connect that remote territory to the outside world, is also proud of the fact that in all his years as a missionary bishop, he has never baptized one indigenous person. That's right. A missionary bishop acknowledges never having baptized even one of the people to whom he was sent decades ago as a witness to the incarnation, life, and ministry, the crucifixion, death, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And this is the same man who helped write the working document, which is the basis for discussion at the Synod of Bishops now meeting in Rome, to consider how best to fulfill the Great Commission in Amazonia. How can this be? Remember that Erwin Krautler was born in Austria and was educated in German-speaking universities in the 1960s. That helps us understand that despite the fact that he identifies as a Catholic Christian culturally, he is also a man of the radical left who came of age during the days of Marxist revolution in European universities. Erwin Krautler never baptized any of the indigenous people he was sent to serve, most likely because he became convinced as a young man that to do so would make him complicit in the crimes of colonial oppression, which he believes all Europeans are guilty of, with respect to the native peoples of the Americas. Moreover, as was argued by some theologians in Krautler's youth, and is still argued today, mostly by aged ecclesiastics who lived through but never learned from the pontificates of John Paul II and Benedict XVI, Krautler apparently believes that all religions are basically the same and lead finally to the same destination. Therefore, persuading pagans to believe in Jesus Christ and receive the sacraments of the new covenant is, in the judgment of those who share this conviction, both unnecessary and a form of exploitation of the indigenous peoples, whom the church should simply serve as a social worker and then leave alone to live forever in the theoretical innocence of the Stone Age, unspoiled by foreign ideas, including the gospel. I have focused my fire on Bishop Krautler this morning only because he personifies one of the gravest crises in the church in our time, namely, lack of conviction that Jesus Christ is the only Savior of all mankind, and that the church's only reason for existence is to fulfill the great commission given to us by the Lord Jesus at the moment of his return to the Father. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the close of the age. Now, I understand that it is passing strange for most of you to realize that there are men in the presbyterate and the episcopate who do not truly believe that fulfilling the Great Commission is the reason not only for the church's existence, but also for their entire lives. But sadly, there are such men in the ministry. And that is among the reasons Pope St. John Paul II and Pope Benedict XVI so often taught about these various themes, including in the 1990 encyclical Redemptoris Missio, or Mission of the Redeemer, on the permanent validity of the Church's missionary mandate, and in the Declaration Dominus Jesus, or the Lord Jesus, published in 2000 by then Cardinal Ratzinger, on the essential and irreformable doctrine that Jesus Christ alone is the way, the truth, and the life, and that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we are to be saved. My friends, it is these central truths of Christianity which are the real disputed questions of the Amazonian Synod, not the sideshow arguments about ordaining a few old married men to the priesthood in the depths of the rainforest. But we live in a time of fragmentation and incoherence throughout the West, including in the church. And so it should be no surprise that we must constantly struggle even to establish the truth of first principles every time we have a conversation about almost anything, including the gospel of Jesus Christ. I wish, oh how I wish, that we did not live in such a time as this. But as Gandalf instructed Frodo, so do all who live to see such times. But that is not for them to decide. All that we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. So what are we to do in our troubled time? Obey the word of God. We read in today's second lesson, continue in what you have learned and have firmly believed, knowing from whom you learned it, and how from childhood you have been acquainted with the sacred scriptures, which are able to instruct you for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God, God-breathed, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. St. Paul addressed these words to young Bishop Timothy to help him overcome false teaching and to organize the life of the church in Ephesus against the opposition of those who rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ or who sought to improve it, as they thought, by adding or subtracting according to their wisdom. But the apostle was adamant that Bishop Timothy could not permit such alterations because he was bound by his solemn promises and by God's grace given him in his baptism and ordination to fulfill his duty as a witness to Christ and an overseer in the church by teaching only what he had received. And so Paul commanded him, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort, be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, But having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. It saddens me greatly that so many Catholics, too many of them ordained to the ministry of bishops and priests, no longer heed the instruction of Paul to Timothy, and by turning away from the truth of the Word of God, have wandered into myths. But that regret only strengthens my resolve to preach the Word, to be urgent even out of season, and to be unfailing in patience and in teaching. And I pray that the fragmentation and incoherence of our times, and even the current chaos in Rome, will awaken in each of you the same decision to disregard the false teachers who seek for itching ears, and instead remain faithful to the sacred God-breathed scriptures, which are capable of giving you wisdom for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? Yes, if we hear and heed the Word of God written, incarnate, and eternal, the Lord Jesus Christ.